And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 19th of August, 2012. It's the birthday of the man who brought about Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry, born El Paso, 1921. Worked as a writer and producer at NBC when he got an idea for a new series about space exploration in 1964. He described it as a wagon train to the stars. The pilot of Star Trek aired on September 8, 1966. It only went for 3 seasons. Ratings were never that great, but it was a huge success in syndication, and it kicked off a major science fiction franchise. Star Trek, the first sci-fi series to depict a generally peaceful future. It's the birthday of Frank McCourt, born Brooklyn, 1930, oldest of 7 children, Irish immigrant couple, who moved back to Ireland, to Limerick, when McCourt was 4 years old. His childhood marked by poverty and the deaths of half of his siblings and his father's alcoholism, came back to America when he was 19, became a high school English teacher in New York City. Wanted to write a memoir for years, but he was too angry and bitter about it. And finally, listening to his young granddaughter playing, he realized he had to write it from the viewpoint of his child self, and that became his book, Angela's Ashes. It's the birthday of Orville Wright of the Wright brothers, born Dayton, Ohio, 1871. Wilbur was the meticulous one, and Orville was younger and the more adventurous one. Here's a poem for today by Donald Hall, entitled Maples. When I visited as a boy, too young for chores, a pair of maples flared before the farmhouse. My grandfather made me a swing, dangling rope from stout branches. I hurtled between them, high as I could, pumping out half the day, while my mind daydreamed the joy of no school, no camp, no blocks of other children fighting childhood's wars. With the old people, I listened to radio news of Japanese in Nanking, Madrid on fire, Hitler's brown shirts hailing. The hurricane of 1938 ripped down the older maple. When I was 12 and could work the fields, my grandfather and I, with Riley the horse, took 4 days to clear the acres of hay from the fields on both sides of the house. With a sigh, I trimmed the uncut grass around boulders and trees by stone walls and raked every blade to one of Riley's piles. My grandfather pitched hay onto the wagon, where I climbed to load it, fitting it tight. We left the fields behind as neat as lawns. When I moved back to the house at 40, a neighbor's machine took alfalfa down in an afternoon. Next morning, engines with huge claws grappled round green bales onto trucks, leaving loose hay scattered and grass standing at the field's margin. A solitary maple still rises, 70 years after my grandfather hung the swing. Maple branches snap from the old tree. I tear out dead limbs for next year's sake, fearing the wind and ice storms of winter, fearing broken trees, cities, and hip bones. Maples, poem by Donald Hall, from The Back Chamber, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world, you can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.